Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 111-20 ISSN, print, 2617-8672, ISSN, online, 2617-8680 http://jpa.iou.edu.pk Research paper: variations in nutrient concentrations of maize as affected by different levels of brackish water under normal soil conditions. Imran Chizad 1, Hulam Sarwar 1 asterisk, Muhammad Zishan Manzoor 1, Fakir Mujib 2, Aisha Zafar 1, and Fahim Khadija 3 1 Department of Soil and Environmental Sciences, College of Agriculture, University of Sargodha, Sargodha, Pakistan. 2 Soil Bacteriology Section, Ayub Agricultural Research Institute, AARI, Faisalabad, Pakistan. 3 Citrus Research Institute, Sargodha, Pakistan. Asterisk corresponding author, Ghulam Sarwar, ghulam.sarwar@uos.edu.pk, key message, use of brackish water is always injurious for soil and plant health, affecting nutrients concentration in maize. In this study, use of canal water proved to be fruitful in mitigating the ill effects of saline water on the nutrients concentration in maize. Abstract: decline in agriculture production due to salinity is one of the key problems in many areas around the globe, including Pakistan. Cyclic use is a strategy where saline and good quality water is used in a cyclic manner for leaching down the salts accumulated during irrigation of saline water. In this manner, salt accumulation does not rise beyond tolerance limit of the crop. The experiment consisted of 4 treatments that were replicated 4 times and randomized complete block design, RCBD, was used to make layout. Treatments were T1 equals continuous irrigation with canal water, T2 equals continuous irrigation with water of EC 2.0 DSM1, T3 equals continuous irrigation with water of EC 3.0 DSM1 and T4 equals continuous irrigation with water of EC 4.0 DSM1. Maize was sown as a test crop. Pre- and post-harvest soil analyses were carried out for different physical and chemical characteristics. The results of plant analysis for nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium and sodium percentage in maize plant showed that irrigation with canal water significantly enhanced the concentration of these nutrients in maize plants, except sodium, which was produced maximum under irrigation with water of EC equals 4 DSM1. The irrigation water having EC equals 2 and 3 DSM1 produced less values of these nutrients in maize as compared to canal water, but significantly higher than that of irrigation water, EC equals 4 DSM1. It was concluded that use of brackish water affected the concentration of all nutrients negatively. Keywords: brackish and canal water, irrigation, maize, electrical conductivity. How to cite this article: Chizad, I. Sarwar, G. Manzoor, M.Z., Mujib, F. Zafar, A., and Khadija, F. 2019. Variations in nutrient concentrations of maize as affected by different levels of brackish water under normal soil conditions. Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 4, 1, 11-20. Introduction: maize, Zea maize L., is cross-pollinated species and monoecious crop of Asia, and nowadays it is considered as the backbone of poultry feed industry. It is very nutritious fodder and is the largest resource of livestock feed in all over Pakistan. Maize can be grown for fodder purpose with extensive climatic range. It is harvested after 8 to 10 weeks of sowing, Rashid and Iqbal, 2012. Maize is moderately salt-sensitive crop, Moss and Hoffman, 1977. Maize also has significant role for the production of value-added foods like jellies, glucose, flakes, and custard in many industries. Nowadays, corn, maize, is also used in the production of varnishes, ammunition, paints, shortening compounds, soaps and many other products. Maize fodder contains 51.69% neutral detergent fiber, 40.18% crude fiber, 28.797% cellulose, 22.98% acid detergent fiber, 10.35% crude protein, and 9.09% moisture, whereas maize seed grains contain 71.97% starch, 4.85% oil, 9.74% protein, and 9.44% crude fiber, Ali et al., 2014. Weed pervasion, excessive or sometimes no uses of fertilizers are among the main reasons due to which yield and growth of maize is affected, Khan et al., 2013. 11 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 111-20. At present, global agriculture faces many problems, such as need of 70% more food production to feed 2.3 billion additional people by 2050, while fighting against hunger and poverty, more efficiently consuming rare natural resources and adapting to drastic changes of climate, Food and Agriculture Organization FAO, 2009. Because of various abiotic stresses, low productivity in most cases is recorded. It has been expected that more than 50% of yield is decreased because of abiotic stresses, and the salt stress is one of them, Rodriguez et al., 2005. Around the globe, salt stress is the foremost concern for agriculture because it affects almost all functions of the plant. Greater than 6% of the land in world and a third of the arable lands are severely under salt stress, FAO, 2008. Irrigated land comprising of a total 18.63 million ha in Pakistan is the backbone of country's agriculture, Government of Pakistan GOP, 2019, while 6.68 million ha of this irrigated land is damaged by salts, Zara et al., 2015. Therefore, an appropriate reclamation remedy is direly needed, Qadir et al., 2000. Accumulation of toxic salts in cultivated areas always retards the growth of plants and productivity, Khan and Panda, 2008. The development of soil salinity is due to two main causes: one is the direct tide during the rainy season, and the second is the upward movement of saline groundwater during the dry season, Hack, 2006. Salinity affects every plant at any growth and development stage, but germination rate, seedling growth, and percentage of germination are affected in different ways according to plant species, Gould and Weber, 1999. High concentrations of salts affect seed germination and mobility of water, causing ion to be disrupted, leading to osmotic stress and ion toxicity. The salinity causes osmotic stress, which are due to decrease of soil water potential, Khan and Panda, 2008. Due to salinity stress, photosynthetic capacity of plants is affected, that leads to a decrease in biomass production. Reduction in the pigment contents of the leaves is due to rise in levels of salts that increase the level of Na and NCl while decrease the level of K and NCA2+ contents, Mansour et al., 2005. Due to installation of private wells, soil surface salinity is growing day by day. Unfortunately, 70-75% of the groundwater pumped for irrigation is not of the usable standard due to the high electrical conductivity, EC, sodium adsorption ratio, SAR, and residual sodium carbonate, RSC, values that result in poor crop productivity. Using unfit water poses problems of salt buildup in the rhizosphere. The increase of salinity in the root zone can be detrimental to the crop growth, Patel and Pandey, 2009. The management of salt-affected soils involves a combination of agricultural practices such as water quality, chemical modification, and local conditions including climate, economic, and cultural practices, as well as environment conditions and the existing agricultural system. Previously, a lot of research scientists compiled effective tools to alter and use of several modifications to improve the properties of saline soils, which may be either physical or chemical, Hannah et al., 2004. The significance of use of organic matter in this regard has been recognized due to its effect on the upgrading and altering the properties of saline soil for the growth of the crop, as well as role as a source of nutrients. Several organic modifications, such as compost and manure, have been examined for their effectiveness in the recovery of saline soils, Wahid, 1998. Therefore, this research study was designed to examine the negative effect of brackish water on nutrient concentration of maize plants under field conditions. Materials and methods. The study was performed in randomized complete block design, RCBD, with four treatments that were replicated four times during summer season, 2018. The plot size was 3.5 m × 3.5 m, having row-to-row spacing of 75 cm and plant-to-plant distance of 25 cm. Climatic data of the experimental site was also noted for the whole research duration, Fig. 1. The treatments of the experiments were as under, T1 equals continuous irrigation with canal water, control, having EC equals 0.23 dSm1, T2 equals continuous irrigation with water of EC 2.0 dSm1, T3 equals continuous irrigation with water of EC 3.0 dSm1, T4 equals continuous irrigation with water of EC 4.0 dSm1. Soil analysis. Soil samples were taken before sowing and after harvesting of the crop, and soil analysis was done, Table 1. The soil samples were collected at the depth of 0 to 15 cm with the help of soil auger. Analytical methods of Handbook 60 of USDA, United States Salinity Laboratory Staff, 1969, or otherwise mentioned, were used for different determinations. 12 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4. 111-20 digestion of plant samples for the determination of Na, K, Ca, Mg, N, and P contents. Plant samples, 0.5 grams, were transferred into digestion vessel. A volume of 10 ml of diacid mixture, HNO3, HClO4 equals 2:1, was taken into the vessel and kept for overnight. Samples were digested next day on hot plate at 250 degrees C till material became transparent. After it, samples were filtered with Wattmann filter paper number 40, and all the samples were stored in plastic bottles. Na and K from digested plant samples were determined through flame photometer, while Ca and Mg were determined using atomic absorption spectrophotometer, and P was determined using colorimetric method with spectrophotometer. Sowing of maize seeds. The bed for sowing of maize seeds was prepared through cultivation of field for 2 to 3 times with tractor-mounted cultivar. Maize variety Sirgodha 2002 was sown on March 15, 2018 using 37 kg Ha 1 seed rate. For weeds-free crop, twice hoeing practice was done to avoid competition between weeds and crop. Before irrigation, water of required range, as mentioned in the treatment plan, was prepared and then applied accordingly. Fertilizer application. Inorganic fertilizers, urea, DAP, diammonium phosphate, and SOP, sulfate of potash, were applied at 190 to 150,100 kg Ha 1N, P, K, respectively. Harvesting and plant analysis. At maturity, 77 days after sowing, the crop was harvested on June 1, 2018. The dried plant samples were ground to 40 mesh. Statistical analysis. The collected data were analyzed statistically by using statistics 8.1 analysis of variance, ANOVA, technique, and significant differences of treatments means were compared using Tukey's, HSD, test at 5% probability level, Steele ETAL, 1997. Table 1. Original analysis of experimental soil before cultivation. Parameters: PHS, soil reaction, EES, electrical conductivity, carbonates, bicarbonates, chloride, sulfate, calcium and magnesium, sodium SAR, sodium adsorption ratio, soil textural class unit DSM1, deci siemen slash meter, milliequivalent L1, milliequivalent slash liter, 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 value 8.30.731.5. 3.12, 2.95, 1.47, 2.92, 3.65, 3.02 clay loam. 13 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, Fig 1CL Mimax Demakudmata of Thea Vig Sepri Graymentalm Zietni. Mum Temperature 27.36 16.25 11 12 12 13 Rainfall, mm, 1132 79 Rainfall, mm, day/month results and discussion March, 2018 April, 2018 May, 2018 39 34 31 25 Average humidity/month June, 2018 21 16 191 Average cloud/month Fig 1 climatic data. Of the experimental site results and discussion nitrogen, percent. In maize plants, nitrogen plays an important role in physiological and organic chemistry processes in plants. Nitrogen is an element of the many vital organic compounds starting from nucleic acids to proteins. It's a constituent of the chlorophyll molecule that plays a very important role in plant chemical process. Data indicated that using brackish water affected nitrogen, percent, of maize significantly. It was also obvious from the data that differences among various treatments were significant when seen in terms of statistics. The highest nitrogen, 0.88%, of maize was gained in the treatment grown with canal water, Fig 2. This treatment, canal water, proved superior to all other treatments. In the same way, nitrogen of 0.72 and 0.64% was noted with water of EC equals 2 dSm1 and water of EC equals 3 dSm1, T2 and T3, respectively. However, both these treatments T2 and T3 were significant in terms of statistics. Application of irrigation water having EC equals 4 dSm1, T4, produced nitrogen of 0.59% in maize plant. The work of the previous researcher like Hu and Schmidt-Halter, 1997, Banziger et al., 2002, examined that by increasing salinity levels, the N, P, and Mg2+ in plants improved significantly. According to Hu and Schmidt-Halter, 2005, under drought and salinity, the nitrogen and phosphorus concentration in plants enhanced significantly. Findings of Murtaza, 2019, were also in the same directions, who applied canal and saline water to grow sorghum crop. Similarly, results of Manzoer, 2019, were also almost similar, who conducted a field experiment to grow sorghum crop applying canal and saline water. Phosphorus, percent, in maize plants phosphorus is required for many processes including the storage and transfer of energy, photosynthesis, the regulation of some enzymes, and the transport of carbohydrates. The effect of brackish water on phosphorus, percent, in maize plant was significant. However, among all the treatments the highest phosphorus, percent, in maize plant, 0.16%, was recorded in the treatment grown with canal water, Fig 3. It was also obvious from the data that differences among various treatments were significant when seen through the yardstick of statistics. The Fig 3 also indicated that irrigation with saline water of EC equals 2 dSm1 and water of EC equals 3 dSm1, T2 and T3, decreased phosphorus, percent, in maize plants 0.14 and 0.12% respectively. The irrigation with water of EC equals 4 dSm1, T4, recorded lowest phosphorus, 0.11%, in maize plants. The results showed that all the treatments proved statistically significant with each other in terms of phosphorus, percent, in maize plants. Results of Nahed et al., 2008, also agreed to the present findings and which revealed that varying concentration of salts in soil like control, 20 mol/kg, 40 mol/kg and 60 mol/kg reduced the content of phosphorus in rice. The outcomes of Liebersbach et al., 2004, and Sawin et al., 2000, were also in line with our findings. Findings of Murtaza, 2019, were also in the same directions who applied 14 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 111 to 20 canal and saline water to grow sorghum crop. Similarly, results of Manzo or, 2019, were also in the same direction who conducted a field experiment to grow sorghum crop applying canal and saline water. Nitrogen, percent, in maize plants 1A 0.90, 0.80, 0.70, 0.60, 0.50, 0.40, 0.30, 0.20, 0.10 canal water BC water of EC equals 2 dSm 1 water of EC equals 3 dSm 1 T1 T2 T3 Fig 2 effect of canal and saline water on nitrogen, percent, of maize plants D water of EC equals 4 dSm 1 T4 phosphorus, percent, in maize plants 0.18A 0.16 0.14 0.12B BC 0.10 0.08 0.06 0.04 0.020 canal water T1 water of EC equals 2 dSm 1 T2 water of EC equals 3 dSm 1 T3 Fig 3 effect of canal and saline water on phosphorus, percent, of maize plants C water of EC equals 4 dSm 1 T4 15 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 111 to 20 potassium, percent, in maize plants 2.5A 2B 1.5 CD 10.50 canal water T1 water of EC equals 2 dSm 1 T2 water of EC equals 3 dSm 1 T3 Fig 4 effect of canal and saline water on potassium, percent, of maize plants water of EC equals 4 dSm 1 T4 potassium, percent, in maize plants potassium is an important factor in protein synthesis, glycolytic enzymes, and photosynthesis. Potassium, percent, in maize plant was considerably affected by use of brackish water. Data regarding potassium, percent, in maize plant was presented in Fig 4, which showed that irrigation with canal water, T1, caused maximum potassium, 2.02%, in maize plant. Among all the treatments, canal water showed superiority over all others' treatments. It was also obvious from the data that differences among various treatments were significant when seen through the yardstick of statistics. The irrigation with water of EC equals 2 and EC equals 3 dSm 1, T2 and T3, concentrated 1.60 and 1.37% potassium in maize plants respectively. However, T2 and T3 were significant statistically. The minimum potassium, 1.13%, in maize plant was obtained with water of EC equals 4 dSm 1, T4. According to Nahed et al., 2008, a significant reduction in the leaf and root KN was observed by increasing salinity levels from 20 to 30 mol/kg of NaCl and maximum value was recorded where no treatment was applied. These outcomes are further justified by Lide et al., 1991, who claimed that NaCl significantly affected the mineral nutrients in wheat plants and a significant reduction in KN concentration was also noted than no salt stress. Findings of Murtaza, 2019, were also alike, who applied canal and saline water to grow sorghum crop. Similar were the results of Manzo or, 2019, who conducted a field experiment to grow sorghum crop applying canal and saline water. Calcium, percent, in maize plants calcium is responsible for holding together the cell walls of plants. When calcium is deficient, new tissue such as root tips, young leaves, and shoot tips often exhibit distorted growth. Data showed concentration for calcium, percent, in maize plants which revealed that impact of canal and brackish water on calcium, percent, in maize plant was significant. It was also obvious from the data that differences among various treatments were significant when seen through the yardstick of statistics, Fig 5. The highest calcium, 0.16%, in maize plant was obtained where maize was grown with canal water, T1. The other treatments, irrigation with water of EC equals 2 dSm 1 and water of EC equals 3 dSm 1, T2 and T3, were proved non-significant. The treatments T2 and T3, water of EC equals 2DSM1 and water of EC equals 3DSM1, showed calcium in maize plant of 0.14 and 0.12% respectively. However, among all the treatments, lowest calcium, 0.09%, in maize plant was measured with irrigation of water having EC equals 4DSM1. Our findings are supported by ESSA, 2002, who revealed that the contents of Ca, K, Mg were lowered in soybean plant by applying water having salts for irrigation. Nahate et al., 2008, also demonstrated a decrease in root and leaf K and Ca2+ with enhancing NaCl concentration. Findings of Mertaza, 2019, were also in the same directions who applied canal and saline water. 16 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 111-120 to grow sorghum crop. Similarly, results of Manzoor, 2019, were also similar, who conducted a field experiment to grow sorghum crop applying canal and saline water. Magnesium, percent. In maize plants, magnesium is an indispensable mineral for plant growth. It plays a major role in the production of chlorophyll, on which photosynthesis depends. Data depicted, Fig. 6, that applying of canal and brackish water had a considerable impact on the magnesium, percent, in plants of maize. Application of canal water was better than irrigation with water of EC equals 2, 3, and 4 DSM1. T2, T3, and T4. It was also obvious from the data that differences among various treatments were significant. The maximum magnesium, 0.08%, in maize plant was measured where the maize plants were grown with canal water, T1. Irrigation with water of EC equals 2DSM1 and water of EC equals 3DSM1, T2 and T3, decreased, 0.07 and 0.06%, magnesium in maize plants respectively. However, all the treatments were found significant with each other. Water having value of EC equals 4DSM1, T4, recorded minimum magnesium, 0.05%, in maize plants as compared to all other treatments. According to ESSA, 2002, the different levels of EC, 0.5, 2.5, 4.5, 6.5, and 8.5 DSM1, decreased the concentration of calcium, potassium, and magnesium in soybean leaves as compared to control. A research study was performed by Hu and Schmidt-Halter, 1997, who claimed that the concentration of magnesium in the leaves of wheat crop was decreased due to salinity. Findings of Mertaza, 2019, were also in the same directions who applied canal and saline water to grow sorghum crop. Similarly, results of Manzoor, 2019, were almost the same who conducted a field experiment to grow sorghum crop applying canal and saline water. Calcium, percent, in maize plants 0.18A, 0.16, 0.14, 0.12, 0.10, 0.08, 0.06, 0.04, 0.020 canal water T1 BBCC water of EC equals 2DSM1 T2 water of EC equals 3DSM1 T3 water of EC equals 4DSM1 T4 Fig. 5 effect of canal and saline water on calcium, percent, of maize plants sodium, percent. In maize plants sodium is usually required by plants in a minute amount and not be considered as essential element. Sodium in plants plays a vital role in many processes of plant growth and development, but specifically in metabolism and chlorophyll. Maize plants responded significantly to application of canal and brackish water in term of sodium, percent, in maize plant. Among all the treatments, irrigation with canal water, T1, found better as compared to others. It was also obvious from the data that differences among various treatments were significant. The sodium, percent, in maize plant was increased with rise in EC of water used for irrigating maize. The highest sodium, 0.94%, in maize plant was observed with water of EC equals 4DSM1, 4.23. The irrigation with water of EC equals 3 and EC equals 2 dSm1, T3 and T2, recorded 0.74 and 0.48% sodium in maize plants respectively. However, T3 and T2 were significant statistically. These both treatments were statistically significant with each other. The minimum sodium, 0.19%, in maize plant was obtained where irrigation with canal water was applied, Fig. 7. Similar outcomes were found by ESSA, 2002, that salinity stress prompted sodium accumulation in leaves of soybean. According to Nahate et al., 2008, applying varying levels of salty water markedly raised sodium as well as chloride concentrations in rice plants over control. Findings of Murtaza, 2019, were also alike, who applied canal and saline water to grow sorghum crop. Similarly, 17 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 111-20 results of Manzoor, 2019, were also aligned to present study, who conducted a field experiment to grow sorghum crop applying canal and saline water. Magnesium, percent, in maize plants 0.09A 0.08 0.07 BC 0.06 0.05 0.04 0.03 0.02 0.010 canal water T1 water of EC equals 2 dSm1 T2 water of EC equals 3 dSm1 T3 Fig. 6 effect of canal and saline water on magnesium, percent, of maize plants D water of EC equals 4 dSm1 T4 sodium, percent, in maize plants 1.2A 1B 0.8 0.6 C 0.4 D 0.20 canal water T1 water of EC equals 2 dSm1 T2 water of EC equals 3 dSm1 T3 water of EC equals 4 dSm1 T4 Fig. 7 effect of canal and saline water on sodium, percent, of maize plants conclusion it is concluded that canal and brackish water impart significant impact on nutrients concentration in maize. Among all the treatments, the use of canal water was proved to be the best to obtain the highest nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, and magnesium, concentration in maize plants. The increase in the value of EC of irrigation water from 2 to 4 dSm1 reduced the nutrients concentration and enhanced the concentration of sodium in maize plants. Maize biomass yield was also affected significantly with the use of saline water as irrigation source, but yield and all other related yield parameters have been published in a separate paper. 18 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 111-20 Author Contribution Statement, Imran Chazad conducted and carried out this research study. Ghulam Sarwar planned, designed, and supervised this research study and he is the program leader and provided the research facilities. Muhammad Zishan Manzoor helped in conducting the research project and wrote the manuscript. Fakhr Mujib contributed in the plant analysis of the parameters prescribed in the manuscript. Aisha Zafar helped in conducting the research project and wrote the manuscript being research associate of this project. Fahim Khadija contributed in data analysis, description, and edited the manuscript. All the authors read and approved the manuscript to be published in Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture. Conflict of interest, the authors declare that they have no conflict of interest. Acknowledgements, the authors are thankful to Department of Soil and Environmental Sciences, College of Agriculture, University of Sergodha for providing all facilities and platform for this research study. The authors are also thankful to Higher Education Commission, Islamabad for providing all funding for this research study as this experiment was part of HEC-funded research project. References Ali, Y., Aslam, Z., Ashraf, M.Y., and Tahir, G.R., 2014. Effect of salinity on chlorophyll concentration, leaf area, yield and yield components of rice genotypes grown under saline environment. International Journal of Environmental Science and Technology, 1, 3, 221-225. Banziger, M., Ed Meads, G.O., and Lafitte, H.R., 2002. Physiological mechanisms contributing to the increased and stress tolerance of tropical maize selected for drought tolerance. Field Crops Research, 75, 223-233. ESSA, TA, 2002. Effect of salinity stress on growth and nutrient composition of 3-soybean, Glycine Max L. Merrill, cultivars. Journal of Agronomy and Crop Science, 188, 86-93. FAO. 2008, Land and Plant Nutrition Management Service. Retrieved from http://www.fao.org/ag/agl/agll. Accessed on November/15/2012. Food and Agriculture Organization FAO. 2009, High-Level Expert Forum How to Feed the World in 2050. Economic and Social Development Department, Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, Rome, Italy. Government of Pakistan GOP. 2019, Agricultural Statistics of Pakistan, Ministry of Food, Agricultural and Livestock, Economic Wing, Islamabad, 2019. Retrieved from http://www.pbs.government/pk/site/default/files/table%204%20%20area%20irrigated%20by%20different%20 Gould, B., and Weber, D.J., 1999. Effect of salinity, light, and temperature on germination in Allen roll via oxidant alus. Canadian Journal of Botany, 77, 240-246. Hack, S.A., 2006. Salinity Problems and Crop Production in Coastal Regions of Bangladesh. Pakistan Journal of Botany, 38, 5, 1359-1365. Hu, Y., and Schmidhalter, U., 1997. Interactive Effects of Salinity and Macronutrient Level on Wheat. 2 Composition. Journal of Plant Nutrition, 20, 1169-1182. Hu, Y., and Schmidhalter, U., 2005. Drought and Salinity, A Comparison of Their Effects on Mineral Nutrition of Plants. Journal of Plant Nutrition and Soil Science, 168, 541-549. Khan, M.A., Kaker, S., Marwat, K.B., and Khan, I.A., 2013. Differential Response of Zea Maize L. in Relation to Weed Control and Different Macronutrient Combinations. Sains Malaysia, 42, 10, 1395-1401. Khan, M.H., and Panda, S.K., 2008. Alterations in Root Lipid Peroxidation and Antioxidative Responses in 2 Rice Cultivars Under NaCl Salinity Stress. Acta Physiologia Plantarum, 30, 81-89. Leidy, E.O., Silverbush, M., and Lips, S.H., 1991. Wheat Growth as Affected by Nitrogen Type, pH, and Salinity on Biomass Production and Mineral Composition. Journal of Plant Nutrition, 14, 3, 235-246. Liebersbach, H., Steingrobe, B., and Claussen, N., 2004. Roots Regulate Ion Transport in the Rhizosphere to Counteract Reduced Mobility in Dry Soil. Plant and Soil, 260, 79-88. Moss, E.B., and Hoffman, G.J., 1977. Crop Salt Tolerance Current Assessment. Journal of the Irrigation and Drainage Division, 103, 2, 115-134. Mansar, M.M., Salama, F.Z., Ali, M., and Abu Hadid, A.F., 2005. Cell and Plant Responses to NaCl in Zea Maize L Cultivars Differing in Salt Tolerance. General and Applied Plant Physiology, 31, 1-2, 29-41. Manzoor, MZ, 2019. Leaching fraction, an efficient soil management strategy for the use of brackish water in sorghum, sorghum bicolor. MSc, Hans, /M Philosophy Soil Science Thesis, Department of Soil and Environmental Sciences, College of Agriculture, University of Sargodha, Pakistan. 19 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 111-20 Murtaza, G, 2019. Organic Matter, a Tool for Mitigating Deleterious Effects of Saline Water for the Growth of Sorghum, Sorghum Bicolor. MSc, Hans, /M Philosophy Soil Science Thesis, Department of Soil and Environmental Sciences, College of Agriculture, University of Sargodha, Pakistan. Nahid, G., Shaubaz, M., and Akram, N., 2008. Interactive Effect of Rooting Medium Application of Phosphorus and NaCl on Plant Biomass and Mineral Nutrients of Rice, Oryza Sativa L. Pakistan Journal of Botany, 40, 4, 1601-1608. Patel, N.T., and Pandey, A.N., 2009. Effect of Soil Salinity on Growth, Water Status, and Nutrient Accumulation in Seedlings of Suidanudi Flora, Chenopodiaceae. Annals de Biologia, 31, 61-70. Kadir, M., Ghafoor, A., and Murtaza, G., 2000. Amelioration Strategies for Saline Soils, a Review. Land Degradation and Development, 11, 6, 501-521. Rashid, M., and Iqbal, M., 2012. Effect of Phosphorus Fertilizer on the Yield and Quality of Maize, Zia Maize L., Fodder on Clay Loam Soil. Journal of Animal and Plant Sciences, 22, 1, 199-203. Rodriguez, M.E., Canales, E., and Boraz, O.H., 2005. Molecular Aspects of Abiotic Stress in Plants. Biotechnologia Applicata, 22, 1, 1-10. Sawan, J., Shibley, R.A., Swaydat, I., and Tahat, M., 2000. Phosphorus Regulates Osmotic Potential and Growth of African Violet Under Vitro-Induced Water Deficit. Journal of Plant Nutrition, 23, 759-771. United States Salinity Laboratory Staff. 1969, Diagnosis and Improvement of Saline and Alkali Soils. Agriculture Handbook, 60, 83-100. Steele, R.G., Torrey, J.H., and Dickey, D.A., 1997. Principles and Procedures of Statistics, a Biological Approach. 3rd ed. McGraw-Hill, Incorporated Book Co. New York, pages 352-358. Wahid, A., 1998. Analysis of Toxic and Osmotic Effects of Sodium Chloride on Leaf Growth and Economic Yield of Sugar Cane. Botanical Bulletin Academia Sinica Taipei, 45, 133-141. Zara, N., Sarwar, G., and Muhammad, S., 2015. Comparison of Gypsum and Potassium Silicate for Reclamation of Saline Sodic Soil. Pakistan Journal of Agricultural Research, 28, 1, 11-18. 20.